On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, it's Mario Lopez. Joining me right now in studio, actor and stand-up comic Louis Anderson. How are you, man?
What's up? Hey, you know, usually I'm seeing you on my hotel TV on demand, and I just go, oh, here's Mario. And I love all the stuff because, you know, you have a, I mean, it's a mouthful and it's a ton.
Right.
And whatever the movie is, you still have to find your positive spin on it.
Exactly.
And that's really a difficult thing, but when, you know, you just have to find, you figure it out. And it's a great gig.
It's funny because so many people, and I'm assuming because of your stand-up act and you're always on the road in different hotels, to like baseball players who are always on the road come up to you and like, dude, you're stalking me. Because if you tell me about one more movie, and to where like even Charlie Sheen one time said he was so passed out, he saw me for 7 hours because he couldn't find the control to change the... So I love it. And I love that you're doing so much, both as a comic, still on the road, on your award-winning show, to now an author. That's what I want to talk about, your new book, Hey Mom. And it's a little different than a standard memoir. Ryan, how'd the idea come about?
You know, I was working on baskets, and I was playing my... A Mom for Zach Galifianakis on FX Tuesday nights at 2.
There it is. Yes. Yeah.
We just finished season 3 and it started to occur to me. I was in all the garb and everything. And I started thinking about my mom and what she did for us as kids. Cause I was doing the same kind of things with Zach as a son. I was saying the same kind of things and I was thinking of my mom. How would she say that? And then I realized that how much she sacrificed for us.
Yeah.
And so I started writing letters to her, even though she died in 1990, I started writing letters. Mm. Hey, Mom, you know, I'm playing you now on TV.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for me? And I started asking her a lot of questions I never asked her when she was alive.
Wow.
And it turned out to be a giant catharsis for me. You know, I really got through a lot of stuff. And the reason I decided to make it into a book was I thought it might help people who still had their moms.
Right.
Or had something they needed to get fixed.
Yeah.
With their moms and dads. And so it's a great Mother's Day thing because it's a way of saying, you know, to your mom, I appreciate you. And maybe open a dialogue between, because you know what happens, Mario, is, and maybe you are friends with your mom. And that's really great. I hope she's still with us. And is she?
She is. That's why, if I can interrupt for a second.
Absolutely.
I want to get this book now for my mom. You've got me fired up about it. I am blessed to still have my mom, and we actually happen to be very close, and I'm a proud mama's boy.
Yeah.
Always happy to say that. I mean, I'm close with my dad, but really more of a mama's boy there. But I think you're right, and you said something so important. I think you really need to be vocal about how much you do appreciate your parents and let them know and communicate, because once they're gone, you're right. They're gone. And I don't know if it's necessarily regret, but you always want for more and you can never have too much time and never exchange the love in a communicative way. Too often, no one ever says, oh, I told my parents I love them too much, right?
Yeah, no one ever says that. And you know, like you say, because I always tell people, become friends with your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we grow up thinking once we become adults, we still have this weird, we shouldn't talk to our parents as much. You know, we shouldn't reach out to them as much. I think especially if you grew up and there was any kind of rift between people.
Right.
I say like, start thinking about your parents as friends and they know everything about you. They know all the stuff that you don't want, you know, you may not want to say to them. Just sit down with them. They aren't going to judge you for that. And if they do, they're going to work through it and you're going to work through it and you're going to be happier about it.
I completely agree with you. So I'm serious. I want to get this book now for my mom with Mother's Day around the corner. It's funny.
What is your mom's name?
Elvia.
Elvia. Well, Elvia. I'll sign one and send it over
awesome.
For you.
Right? Thank you. Thank you. And I will wrap that up.
Yeah. It's always good to get a free gift.
Yeah, that's the best. That's the best. Yeah. But coincidentally, my mom... and my dad, they were both up here this past weekend. It was her birthday this past week. So my mom and I, you say, as far as being friends, my mom and I, we love to gamble. Well, she really loves to gamble. She's a degenerate.
Yeah.
She's always in the casino with the bingo or the slots. And that's what we play this card game named Bally, which is essentially, it's a great game. It's like Scrabble with cards. But now she's like, we're playing like $100 a game. And she usually beats me. She's really good. Yeah. But this last time I got a little bit of a streak.
Yeah.
And she thought I was going to let her slide. And I go, you know, because I won her two games in a row. So I'm a couple hundred bucks up with my mom. And she's like, you're really going to take it? I go, yeah, mom. Because you're at least a couple G's up on me over the years playing this game. Anyways, I'm really going to take it.
You got to take it. Even if you buy her something with it.
Of course.
You have to get the money. Otherwise, she's going to just, you're a chump.
Exactly. Exactly. Otherwise,
I'm going to be a chump to your mom.
Oh, by the way, I'm totally going to buy her something with it. And yes, you're right. You got to take it. But getting back to the book, I mean, you list some questions everyone should ask to learn more about their parents. What are some of these questions?
Just like, you know, mom, besides me, what's your greatest accomplishment in life? Because moms will always say you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your greatest thing that you did in your life? They'll always say you. But if you say besides me.
She'll say putting up with your dad.
Right. And you know, another thing, what did you see in dad? That's what I always wish I would have asked my mom. What did you see in this guy?
Yeah.
You know, because my dad was a little rough, but. And then, you know, ask her, what was it like to bring, I was 10th of 11. So what was, So what was it like to bring your 10th child home? Was it like a sack of potatoes? You just, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like how did you feel about the 10th kid? You know, here, take him. Get him back. No, but I mean, she was really great to me, but I wondered what that would feel like. To
sure.
Her.
Sure. That's and like then, she started her own community.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, because my mom had five brothers and five sisters, too. Yeah, your baseball team. That's fantastic, man. And thank you. I'm going to take you up on that book right there. But I want to talk baskets now. You won an Emmy, of course, in 2016, which is awesome, and nominated again last year. Was the role a tribute to her mother, or is that it just sort of ended up happening that way?
Well, what happened was when we were on the set, I started thinking about my mom, you know. And I always talked about her in my act and that. But I said to the director, we did a scene, and I said to the director, hey, do you mind if I try it like my mom would do it? And he goes, yeah, do it. Jonathan Kreisel, who did Portlandia and Men Seeking Women, and he said, yeah, try it. And I tried it, and I think I clicked into something. And, you know, and then I think about all my mom's nuances, what she would do. She would purse her lips when she was upset.
Yeah.
And I do that with the character all the time.
Yeah.
And people that resonated with people. And so I think about all those things. Like you have all those things your mom does.
Sure.
That you know, that look, that thing. Because moms, I always say moms were the tough. You never went home and got your dad if you're in trouble. You got your mom.
Well, I got my dad when I got in serious trouble.
Serious trouble.
And the only way, and my dad had to discipline me because he didn't want to hear it from my mom. So that was, more like,
but moms run, I always think moms run the house.
They do, moms run the house.
And dads just go along with it. Yeah, whatever she says.
Yeah, exactly.
But, so those kind of questions, then I would have asked her, what did you not get to do with your life that, you would have liked to have done? What would you have become or what could you have become? You know, and I always thought she probably might have become an entertainer or a politician. She had a lot of charisma, really lovely person.
Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah. And as far as your stand-up comedy act, what are you talking about on stage right now?
Well, I just shot a new special that's out, and it's called Big Underwear. And they said, everybody goes, why would you name it Big Underwear? I go, because when you're going through, you see On Demand with Mario, of course. And then you see, you know, Deadliest Catch, Gold Rush, Naked and Afraid, you know. I got to have something that'll compete with that. So what am I going to do? Put up there Louis Anderson butter?
Right. You know, right. Okay. Yeah.
So I go, let's have Big Underwear because I'd want to see that. And I also have Big Underwear. And I did a bit about Big Underwear and having Big Underwear and what it means and where you get it and what do you do with it when you're done with it.
Are you a boxer guy, a brief
I'm
guy?
I'm a boxer brief.
So am I. The best of both worlds.
Yes.
Right?
Why go with one?
Yeah.
The brief to me almost seems like a throwback.
It is a throwback.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, funny. It's a funny. And also, if I wear a brief, it becomes, a thong by the end of the day. It wraps around me and I'm almost killed by it.
Oh, no, we don't want that. Before I let you go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Yes, you got it.
Go-to karaoke song.
Johnny Cash, The Cheatin' Heart.
Ah, okay. Last movie you saw in theaters?
All the Money in the World.
It's good, right?
I loved all I like the money that. In the world.
Nickname growing up?
Tubby. True.
Last show.
Tubby!
Did mom give it to you?
No. My mom didn't like that, but bullies give that to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Tubby, get over here.
Last show you binge watched?
Ozark.
It's good.
Yeah.
Right? I liked it.
Well, you know, I love Jason Bateman.
Yeah, he's great.
He's just like, I love his career.
So do I.
And where he's gone, and now he's directing and right and mm-hmm. all that. I just love him.
I agree. I'm with you on that. Celebrity crush growing up?
Mario Lope. No.
Good answer.
What was I guess Farrah Fawcett and you know Farrah Fawcett probably you know what Chrissy from
Three's Company
because and it's so funny I actually co-headlined with her a lot in the 80s.
Suzanne Summers.
Yes. She was a really good friend and nice. So I used to just think she's so cute and sweet. That's and John Ritter I loved
him. He was
John
great.
Ritter.
That's a fun full yeah. circle moment yeah, right there. Yeah. Who plays you in your life story?
Mario Lopez. No, that would be
very
my
talented
choice.
Actor.
No, that would be my choice. Good call. Jesus. You mean now? Like an actor who's doing now?
You could cast whoever you want. I'm having The Rock play me, so you can.
Yeah. Who's playing you?
The Rock.
The Rock. You know, The Rock is a good choice for you.
Thank you.
I would have to
open
say...
Open big.
I would have to say... Who played... Roseanne? No.
That'd be funny. Hot
yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Congratulations, Roseanne, on right? everything. I guess... You know, like, I'm trying to think of who...
Roseanne would actually be funny and ironic, considering
yeah,
you
that,
play.
That's true. But I guess a person who's out there now that would play me... what's his name who played in the baseball film
you
know? In Moneyball Jonah Hill
Jonah Hill.
Great casting
because he's funny
really good actor.
He's been a big guy a lot of times you know he's yeah. heavier and he's just funny and so I need yes. someone funny
and a good actor
and he has a comic sensibility.
Yeah. Wow, you really gave that a lot of thought and came up with a great answer.
Yeah.
I'd watch that. In the meanwhile, Hey Mom is available wherever you buy books. Follow him on Twitter at Louis Anderson. And Louis, I'm going to totally take you up on that book, man.
Yeah, and people, if they want a signed copy, they can go to louisanderson.com and I'll sign a copy to them.
Awesome.
So,
on with Mario Lopez.